Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine is traveling the state asking former governors for a job description. Kathleen Blanco was the first woman elected governor in Louisiana, but she wasn't always interested in politics.
My father ran for two offices and lost both times, so I actually hated politics.
After teaching high school and raising six children at home, Blanco felt the calling of public service.
Then I began to interact with public officials, and I began to see some of the work they did and understand it differently. And then one day I read that my own legislator had retired. And when my husband walked in that afternoon, I said, I know what I'm going to do with my future. He said, what? I said, I'm going to run for this legislative seat. He said, you're going to do what? We have six children.
That decision set Blanco on a trajectory of 20 years in politics before she was elected governor.
So I was very well schooled in the dynamics of what governors do and don't do. I guess the bigger challenge did come later when we had Katrina. It became a challenge of a different kind.
So what advice would Blanco have for our incoming governor?
Well, I would say get to know the legislators as individuals. Then I think that you need to be clear in your goals and your aspirations and what you expect out of them. There are a lot of bullets that are going to have to be bitten if we're going to straighten out the mess that Louisiana finds itself in right now.
And if she were governor today?
Well, I think I would definitely reverse some of the tax breaks. I do feel sorry for the next governor, I must tell you. But I think if you do right by Louisiana citizens, I think they appreciate you. And I know that when I first took office in the legislature, we had very rough times, and I had to vote for some taxes, and I became governor, so they shouldn't be afraid.
For Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine and WRKF, this is Chris Robert.